should we all be eating Starbursts while he's not here?
Oh my god, can we?
All I've got is Skittles.
That's close enough. Skittles work.
Dude, seriously.
And this is where we lose all of our listeners, Steve.
Oh, that was my nut.
What, like the only one remaining, or...?
The other one's safely tucked away.
Yes. Ah.
Exactly.
It ascended into my fat pouch.
That's the name of the podcast. It ascended into my fat pouch.
Yesterday we were in a conversation, and I started eating a thing of Starburst.
Uh-huh.
And while I was eating it, I was like, see, I'm eating Starburst, and nobody knows.
Oh, last night, yeah.
Yeah, so welcome to the Geek Out Heroes. This is Margo.
This is Josiah.
Miles.
My Starburst, that was Loach.
My Starburst almost tried to kill
yeah.
me. This is Loach.
Loach is...
This is death by Starburst.
I can think of worse ways to die.
So Anderson isn't here this week, and we are celebrating by all of us having Starburst. So, figured it was appropriate.
Did you ever think of him as Squeak?
As Squeak?
Yeah.
No, out of everybody, in the group, I always think of him as Butters.
He is. He's Butters.
13, 14 more times, guys. I'm out of here. Fucking awesome.
So, let's just really quick to get a review out of the way. I played the last day of June. It's a, you know, it's a decent game. It's not $20 worth, though.
That's not happy.
It's like, here's the thing. Like, okay, so there's the game is more about redoing events and over and over again, kind of like Life is Strange, but it's not as cool. Because unfortunately, you have to like it constantly has like you having to relive the same animation over and over again, and certain like at the end, which is the death of your wife.
So it's a test of whatever antidepressant you're on.
Yeah, it's
see if you can actually go through with it.
It's it. It but the thing is,
wait. If it's my ex-wife, I'll totally play the fuck out of this game.
Your ex-wife's name June?
No.
Then no.
No, it was April.
Damn.
So I felt like the game missed out on a couple opportunities. Instead of constantly having to go through the
I thought Josiah had his hand up for a question.
No, I'm like, stretching my arm.
I was like, yes! We're past
that. You don't have to raise your hand. This is an open forum.
So I feel like the game actually missed out on a lot of stuff because it annoys you eventually with the constantly having to see the death of your wife, the car crash that causes it. Because it shows it over and over again, because you have to rechange events over and over again from one memory to another to get things to line up correctly.
Well, you know the definition of insanity is, right?
So it's kind of like it becomes kind of annoying rather than having the emotional impact it needs to have. There's nothing that builds up to it, so you don't have, like, it feels like you should have the up moment of where you meet the wife as a kid and stuff like that. All those things to lead up to that emotional, like, holy shit, that sucks moment. Instead, it kind of goes right into it, and you're just kind of like, all right, well, in order to have any emotional connection to the rest of the characters in this game, all it does is give me photos. Well, I don't have emotional connections to people from photos. If I did, then I couldn't walk into a fucking museum.
Right.
You know, because paintings would have me fucking just destroyed. All those people are dead! Although that would be a very funny video. This place is a factory of sadness!
Why are you crying? Because I knew the one.
Yeah, I mean it's a decent game. It's got a decent, you know, it's got a decent decent mechanic for it. It takes a long time to get into the actual gameplay, which is kind of annoying as well. So when it comes to a buy, borrow, or bin, I'd wait for a bin, to be honest. I mean, you can't borrow it because it's an indie title, so it's only available for download. So unless you get a deal like I did, which I got for $15, it's not worth the $20 that they're asking for, to be honest.
Cuphead is now pre-orderable on Steam, and you can get the deluxe edition for 10% off.
Sweet. I already have it for Xbox.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying to let you know. Real quick, I got a review.
I'm surprised this will be Steam,
fun
though.
Because it'll... Yeah, right? I got a review, and it'll be funny because it'll take away from Mike. So I played Mario in Rabbids Kingdom Battle.
What an asshole!
Go on, Miles.
What was your review?
It's a fun game. It's kind of like a simplified version of like XCOM, except with Mario theme and Rabbids theme. It's fun. I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily a $60 game so far, but I've certainly put a decent amount of playtime into it. It's fun if you really like tactics kind of style games. Has a little bit of that RPG element because you can upgrade your abilities and whatnot. It does have multiplayer, but it's like missions. And really all that is breaking up two-man teams for each player to achieve an objective. So it's really the same thing that you could do single player. So it's really kind of an afterthought, but it's still fun.
Gotcha. I feel like that game should have been a launch title.
Yeah, it's one of the few games that's come out for the Switch that feels like a legitimate Nintendo game.
Yeah, I mean,
let me ask Anderson his opinion.
Cricket.
Call him up and be like, hey.
I'm not going to call him. He's not here. His opinion doesn't matter. So like the...
He's going to listen to this. Fuck you guys.
This just... When you miss, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
Oh, no. I totally learned my lesson from MLB The Show.
So, this just kind of backs up the whole thought process of the Switch should have been delayed and launched in November or October around, so it had a full library to go into instead of having the slow launches that it's had.
Absolutely.
It just feels with this latest game and the amount of good reviews that it's getting and the good talk that it's giving. I mean, fuck the fact that Miles actually likes it. And it's a fucking Rabbids game too. I mean, to hear people sit there and say this is actually a good game. It's funny. It pushes that whole idea of yeah, you guys should have waited. So it's worth a buy, Miles. You say?
I'd say it's worth a buy. I mean, it's a full price game. It's $60. So you definitely have to enjoy that genre, that gameplay style in order to really enjoy it.
And if you have a Nintendo Switch, you're clearly looking like, and you have nothing else to play with.
You're already starving for a game.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, I have this Zelda and Bomberman and that's it.
Most of my Nintendo Switch library consists of their downloadable games. Like I have the three Metal Slug games they have on there and I have 1945. You know, great shmup. So,
There's rabid versions of the Nintendo characters in this game, like Rabid Luigi and Rabid Peach, are like two of the starters.
Mm-hmm.
Rabid Peach is fucking hilarious. Just
I bet.
Goddamn funny. Sits there and competes with the actual Peach
for Mario's affections.
Pretty much.
That's fucking awesome.
So, well, that's good, man. I'm glad to see Nintendo finally got a good game in its library.
Fortnite also got an update this past week.
Oh yeah, it had the storm.
Survive the storm update.
Storm, yeah. Oh,
it incorporated a new game mode. It's really just stationary horde mode, basically. Nothing really all that special.
Gotcha.
And it's being treated as a limited time event, so you get special. Tickets for redemption for other kinds of llamas in the game, which includes some new weapons and stuff like that. I mean, it's nice little tweaks, nice little event. The update's nice, but nothing super special. They're giving away a bunch of in-game shit for logging in during it.
Nice.
But aside from that, it's not anything super, super new.
All right. So, Loach, you've been playing Madden.
Madden 18.
Is it any good? Is it really goat-worthy?
No. Not even close. It is not goat-worthy. The menus suck. It really does.
Menus in sports games sucking. Haven't heard that before.
Yeah, it's not like...
No, because normally, like MLB The Show, simple, straightforward. Madden, it's like... Yeah, it's just... I don't know.
Dude, I feel that way about every sports game.
Really?
Why can't I just get to what I want to get to?
See? MLB The Show, though? That's perfect. They literally just... Okay,
I feel that way about most user interfaces nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The biggest thing with Madden 18 this year, they had their first ever single-player story campaign. and it was definitely a fucking male soap opera, fucking WrestleMania kind of feel to it, man. Like, it
did they take your gerbs?
Oh yeah, dude.
You're totally. Really like, you're literally on, like, in the game. The storyline is you're on a show.
You're on a game show. So the whole story is about this. Okay, so the whole story is about.
I said
this.
The same thing. I went, what?
Yeah, I was telling him. I did it in, I think, about 4.5-5 hours. Some of them were tough, I gotta admit. You gotta know your football lingo and shit. But my biggest thing with it is I felt like I didn't play them a lot, though. It was basically, you were basically interacting with a movie.
So yeah, it was like the beginnings of The Last Days of June.
Yeah.
At the beginning of that game, literally, I'm not joking, for the first 10 minutes of that game, you're like, all right, press this button. All right, now press this button again. Okay, now press that button.
Yeah, how it was.
Am I going to do anything? So,
the whole premise is that this guy went to Texas, University of Texas. He bailed because his father passed away, threw his whole career away, and has a chance to be on this show called The Long Shot, which is the name of the game, campaign. Shot.
It's basically
a fucking reality TV show for football. It wasn't what I was expecting. I was kind of hoping more gameplay.
At least
gameplay.
I can say NBA Lives. NBA Lives.
Dude, NBA Lives was fun. Live. Okay, well, I didn't play Live
NBA,
yet.
NBA Lives, they're the one. Mm-hmm. It sounds a lot more fun than this. Because, at least on that one, it's like your player gets injured, the guy you play as gets injured, and now he has to take the long journey of trying to get back into the pros.
That's realistic.
So, which is extremely realistic in comparison. Because
comparison to a guy getting on a game show.
Because his goal is to try, like, they talk about, like, you have a shot of getting into the Drew League. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I was like, that's real.
That's pretty realistic.
So,
but do you overcome your problems in spite of your own flaws?
So here's the thing. Apparently there's multiple endings. That I had no idea about. And it's also based
on... So in football, is it substance abuse or...
I was going to say it's either...
Ray Rice.
Domestic violence.
Domestic violence, yeah.
I can't.
Do you save the summer
life.
Camp?
Do you hit her or not hit her? Do you hit
Do
her?
Do you save the summer camp?
Do you hit her or not hit her when you're in the elevator? Or do you wait till you get to the car? I can't believe we just joked about that. That's really bad. But...
Dude, there's nothing wrong with what he did. He was just trying to show her his sweet ninja moves.
Oh my god!
Unfortunately, it was in a confined space.
Oh my god! Oh, that's the best explanation of it I've ever heard in my life.
All right, so for the ladies at Shikri, I do not
check out your surroundings.
For the ladies at Shikri, I do not actually feel this way. So
no.
Please take it as a joke.
So, oh my god, that was fucking awesome, though. He was just trying to show off his sweet ninja moves. That's fucking great. I really wish when they were interviewing Ray Rice about the whole incident, and he said
that was
that,
the response.
If he said that, I would have been like, I got nothing.
Why'd you keep hitting her? She started hitting me back. I could only do what I could do, which was defend myself.
it's what Chuck Norris taught me.
It's like, did you ever see somebody interviewing MMA fighters and they've asked if their reflexes kick in while they're having sex?
What?
I forget who it was. No. Interviewing this one fighter and they're like, so do your inner... Do, like, your reflexes ever kick in while you're having sex with your wife? Like, have you ever just, like, thrown an arm bar on her while you're...
Oh, my God! That's fucking awesome!
The best part was...
Put her in a chokehold, or...
The best part was watching the guy's face, because he had to think about it for a minute. I'll see if I can dig it up.
That's again. Fucking awesome. She didn't tap out. We're fucking horrible.
She didn't use the safe word, bananas.
Yeah. It was because I had her in a fucking chokehold. She couldn't speak anyway. It's a good idea. Don't get me wrong. It's a cool concept for sport games to have this kind of, I guess, campaign. The only thing is, though, is I played NCAA for so long, and they had their version of, like, a Road to the Show, which is like MLB. And Road to the Show for MLB... It's spot on. There's no story. It's just insanely hard to make it to the fucking majors. And if you make it, it's a fucking achievement in itself. I think they took what they did wrong with The Journey in FIFA and went completely 180 and overdid it on the other side of being too scripted. It's a cool concept. The story is way overdone. Soap opera.
So let me ask you, do your reflexes kick in when you're playing Madden?
No comment.
He lays there and takes it.
A button. One of the biggest also problems with it is they were so focused on this campaign and the story mode and the whole thing with the long shot that they integrated it with everything in Madden, including Mutt. Madden Ultimate Team is now saturated with the long shot. There's actually a full challenge mode of where the long shot, but you can only access that once you play the campaign. So it's forcing you to play the campaign, which is a never a good thing. Do you get decent cards? Kinda. You only get the wide receiver, which is his best friend, and the guy you're playing as, the character you're playing as. And it kind of sucks, though, because for people who are perfectionists, especially when it comes to, like, sport games, you're forcing them to play something that they probably wouldn't want to play. Yeah. There was a lot of people who don't buy Madden for any other mode but Mutt.
Yeah.
Also, Franchise. They revamped Franchise. I'm doing an online Franchise League right now. I'm trying that out. I've never done it before. I wanted to see how it was like. So far, it's pretty cool. Madden Ultimate Team, though, another thing they messed with was the fucking card packs. Now you can choose your card. That fucking sucks. It dumbs it down. Madden Ultimate Team Challenge, the championship, you have to register through EA. You have to. It just there's too much esports now, and it's starting to saturate even. And Madden was definitely one of the biggest ones that started the whole fucking esports thing. But now it's basically just everywhere. Everything is live, and it just kind of sucks. And now you're picking the cards you fucking want. That takes a lot away from Madden Ultimate.
So based off of what you said, is it still worth owning them?
It's still worth owning. I
wouldn't go for the GOAT.
No.
So it's worth buying if you're going to buy the standard edition. Don't worry about the other ones because
I think honestly the GOAT edition,
the difficulty they've made for it.
Well, it's not even that. It's a simple fact that
or the other steps. I get what you're saying. It sounds like the additional things that they've changed don't really make the other editions worth buying.
And everything is so based on money now that you're basically now pushing gamers away who've played Madden, who do the grind like I did for the coin to get those card packs, where now you can just basically pick a card and
it's like
roll it.
It's like the real NFL now. Sweet.
Yeah. That sucks to say it like that, but it's really true.
Yeah. Here's the deal, listeners. If Loachkin Platinum MLB The Show, which he already has.
Oh, is this our deal? Is this our
Madden, deal? Madden 18 and FIFA 18, you know, all three games from the same year. If he can platinum all three of them, he has to take it. Well, he doesn't have to, but he needs to take a year off and just retire for a year, take a sabbatical, whatever.
But
from
no
the sports
one,
games.
But so here's my luck, though. I will do it. I platinum MLB The Show. I already platinum that. If I platinum Madden and if I platinum FIFA, you know what's going to end up being my luck?
What?
Is that at E3 this coming year, that's when they announce NCAA football. And then I'm going to be like, you know what? Fuck all of you. I'll never see you guys again.
Oh, you know the funny thing is I will play it that year just because you can't.
Oh, no, I'll fucking play it. Fuck you.
He'll go against everything.
Oh, absolutely. It's NCAA football.
Oh, it's so good. It's
Loach's
amazing.
Promises are fleeting.
Fuck you!
Never
kept. Fuck, whatever. It's my RPG.
No.
Like wisps on the air.
it's my Mass Effect.
Yeah, except we can't make that claim anymore.
I was going to say, it got terrible.
It's getting there. It's a little scary.
It was amazing, and then it got really, really bad.
I can tell you right now, if they keep this up, it might be my last Madden I buy.
Render plants.
I would rather hold out, just keep playing baseball and wait for FIFA and skip over Madden.
Do you think they'll ever do a hockey game with a story?
I'm
actually surprised that
they have
NHL 18 doesn't have it.
But I'm really
it'll start off in a bar. Hey, you want to play some hockey?
Yeah, it'll be the story of Goon,
dude,
an enforcer,
and it would be the greatest sports
story
ever.
That would be the greatest
sports
story ever told.
Yeah,
even better.
The story
could you
of an
imagine?
Enforcer.
The way the story starts out is they pull you onto the ice, like, in between, And you know how they'd always do that, make the shot where you've got like that much.
Oh, in intermission?
And you make the fucking
shot. And you make the fucking shot?
That's how the story begins.
Dude, but you gotta do it with a beer in your hand?
Thing is, my luck, I'd actually press the wrong button and just, it's knuckle puck time. And I'd be like, oh god.
Sign me the fuck up. That would be the one sport game that we would all play. It'd be like, and we'd just be like, nah.
You make it into the league if you make it through the first game uninjured.
No, I think they, instead of doing a story mode, they did the 3-on-3. They brought back NHL Hits, which is fucking amazing, by the way. And I wish it was just its own game. I really do, man. I really wish they brought it back and just make it its own game.
Yeah, but now I want the story mode that I just came up
with. Dude, that'd be fucking awesome. So how's the story start? You're in a bar, eating fish and chips, drinking beer.
So
in Canada somewhere.
To move on, I was going to talk about Call of Duty because I had the private beta. But I think I'm going to hold off until I have, I got codes to share with the guys, so I'm going to get Loach and Josiah to play. So we have one person who already doesn't like the beta, me.
Is it just the multiplayer?
And
right?
Somebody who has hated the Call of Duty series for a long time to play it, and someone who is actually excited for it.
The story. Excited for the story.
Excited for the game a fuck about in general. Those. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I was excited for the story until I played the beta, which is why I want you to play the beta.
Okay, I'm excited for the story. I can give a shit about the multiplayer, but okay. I know this is only multiplayer, but...
Yeah, I'm just going to borrow it from one of you guys anyways, so...
It'll most likely be my dad's copy, and we'll just share it around, you know?
Because your dad's going to be too busy playing fucking Destiny 2.
Too busy playing Destiny 2.
Like the rest of us. I don't even know why I'm buying any other game this year. I should have just waited. Yeah. I might trade in Madden just for that.
Sometimes I just buy games to support developers, and I'll get to the game whenever I fucking can.
You know, that's the worst part is when Steam sales happen, that's actually a thing I do. I'll be like, oh yeah, I like these guys, I'll buy this game, it's $20.
But you're buying it on sale, you're not really supporting anyone at that point.
That's true.
Apparently I've started a digital collection.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
So I can't even touch the things that I'm buying, it's just, look at all these games that I'll never play.
At the wall.
This is why I'm really tempted to trade Madden in sometime this weekend for Destiny, because I know that's literally all we're going to fucking play.
Just get back to Madden when you can.
I don't even know, man. I don't know.
That's pretty bad if the game has turned you off that much that you're actually considering not playing it.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign.
No, it's not. And I'm really big at
Mass Effect. You sound
like me. Yeah. It's like I'm having my Mass Effect moment. Yeah.
Like, wow. I don't know if I want to do this.
Do you need a hug?
I almost feel like I'm
here for you in your time of need.
I mean, I haven't.
We've been there.
I mean,
we can get through this.
It's kind of close. They have a frame rate issue in Madden, which is really fucking annoying. So maybe
people walk around in like gorillas in Madden. People just assume it's just a football player. Who cares?
I mean,
I never really thought about it now until you said that. Until you just. Totally brought that up. Like, man, it's a Star Wars Episode 1 moment. Do I like it?
Yeah.
Is it good?
There's already trading copies at GameStop.
Yeah, so another thing I wanted to bring up was Xbox recently had been boasting about how their numbers have been so great for the Xbox One X and its pre-orders and everything like that. It's the greatest, or the fastest selling Xbox in history for pre-orders. Yeah. And what's really funny is the amount of people who won't put that in perspective. When you sit there and you say, oh, it's the fastest selling Xbox. They could have had 20 Xboxes that sold in 20 seconds and that would still be the case. Like, that doesn't mean anything. We already know they're not going to have enough Xbox One X's to supply everyone who wants one. We know this. But that doesn't mean a whole lot because there weren't enough PS4 Pros when it first launched to supply everyone who wanted one when it came out. So it's kind of a double-edged sword there when you're sitting there saying, oh, well, you know, look at how great we're doing. Well, let's put that in perspective, Microsoft. Are you really doing that well, or are you just trying to create some PR because your console's selling decently compared to the way the Xbox One sold? And you just wanting to show off a little bit because your numbers are massively low.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. listeners, when you see Microsoft putting news out there, that's just their PR engine trying to go at it. They're trying to make themselves sound a lot better than they've been for a long time, which is okay. We're okay with that. The thing that we don't appreciate is when they try to make it sound like they are the top dog and that they're winning – in a race that's already lost. They sold out with they sold out of them within 2 days in the U.S. So, and that was with the Scorpio or the Scorpio edition. They didn't have any other version of the console out. So when it when it's no longer the Scorpio edition, I'll be curious to see how that how that number changes, because let's be honest, the real reason why a lot of people would have bought that was because it says Scorpio or Project Scorpio on it, which is what a lot of people wanted the console to be called in the first place. It is a cooler name. I will not argue with that.
We've all talked about that. Josiah, is it a cooler name to you?
No.
Scorpio?
Oh, Scorpio? Yeah, I thought you meant the
Xbox. Stop looking at your phone and pay attention to what we're saying, you fuck.
Engage, motherfucker.
Yeah, Scorpio would have been a cooler name, but I already feel like calling it the Xbox One was stupid anyways.
Right.
I would have been better off with the Xbox 720.
Yeah, which is what we all thought it was going to be.
Actually, I really did think it was going to be that.
Or just the Xbox 3. I know that they feel like, just because they've only had three consoles versus PlayStation's 4, that people will be upset about that. Your gaming community is pretty knowledgeable about your console.
Before the original Xbox One launched, the deal with the incident, that's what that was the nail in the coffin. That moment right there made Sony win the entire
I mean, I
war.
Just want Scalebound to come back. Somebody should pick that up.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
What's weird is
Microsoft actually owns the copyright to Scalebound, the name Scalebound. So if it's ever going to be published, it has to be through fucking Microsoft.
That's crap.
Which is kind of crap. I think Sony, like, I would have imagined after seeing the outcry of people going, why the fuck was this canceled? Sony would have been like, hey, they don't want it. We'll take it. Right?
I'm pretty sure it's fallen by the wayside, much like Prey 2.
I think eventually we'll see a Scalebound made, but it's not going to be anything of what we saw. Personally, I would have liked to have seen Sony pick it up and change the name from Scalebound and just call it Layer 2.
That's fair.
Because the first layer was terrible.
Yeah.
And to try and reinvigorate that turn into a franchise that actually can be worth something, I think it'd be great to.
Are they gonna just stop?
That's sad because that game looked like I like the tons of potential around it.
Yeah, tons of potential.
Had the game not sucked, I feel like it could have gone somewhere.
Well, when you bound your controls to six axis, which didn't work very well and was a wonky scheme and really a gimmicky scheme that didn't take off on the PS4 or the PS3 at the time. It was kind of a terrible idea. I mean, later when they actually changed it to being able to be controlled with analog sticks, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
But see, Microsoft just needs to stop fucking around and just release a new Crimson Skies.
Yeah, they had a message about that. Did you hear about that?
No.
There will be no Crimson Skies.
Yeah.
Well, they can go fuck themselves
up. Yeah, they flat out said it's not happening.
Oh, no, that's cool, because they can fuck themselves.
Yeah, Microsoft has no intention of investing in video games right now, and they've made that pretty clear. Even after saying, oh, we've got this many games coming out for E3, and we all heard the number, and we were like, wow, that's cool. And then they immediately showed, basically, we bought a whole bunch of Japanese titles that weren't going to be on, you know, weren't gonna have any publisher, and we decided to be the publisher behind it. Oh, that doesn't mean you guys actually have a commitment to games. It just means you found a bunch of developers that needed a publisher.
Yeah.
So, speaking of the Scorpio, one thing I wanted to bring up, listeners, we've talked about how the fact, like, instead of getting a Scorpio, if you have a decent enough PC, you can upgrade your graphics card and get something even better. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the graphics cards that recently dropped, and that was from AMD. The new Radeon Vega graphics cards dropped. And Josiah and I are the only two who are really into PC gaming, but when I saw the Vega, I was actually really surprised at the fact that the Vega is still not as powerful as a GTX 1080.
Yeah.
It's AMD's new flagship GPU, and they still can't beat what's been out for 15 months.
So, which really sucks, because I remember back in the day, you know, ATI cards were the shit.
Oh, God, yeah.
So that's why I got really excited when I heard they announced it, and I was like, oh, my God, I might have to upgrade. And then you sent me the specs. I was like, oh, no, okay, never mind.
Yeah, you're safe where you're at.
That doesn't mean dick, though, when you're sitting there and your one competitor's got a nuclear sub and your flagship is a diesel. And that's your flagship. You got a problem there.
You know, it's not a bad card. It's still a good card. But
the card itself looks really cool, though.
Yeah, and for the
and you know how many motherfuckers are gonna buy it just for the look?
I'm sure there'll be plenty. And not to say that AMD doesn't make a good card. They still do. But the problem is when you're coming out with a flagship, and the flagship of your competitor is the GTX 1080. That was the first 1080, that NVIDIA created. And it's still not, you know, it's 15 months later, it's still not able to beat the first GTX 1080. NVIDIA's already up to the 1080 Ti, which is a monster of a card. Has 11 gigabytes of video RAM. It is just a fucking beast when it comes to everything else. It's just nuts how gnarly this card is. And it's, you know, when you're looking at a Ti and you're looking at a GTX 1080, you can find a 1080 right now for like $550. Well, the AMD's highest card right now, it's $500. So for $50 more, you can get a card that still kicks its ass. You release the Xbox Scorpio or the Xbox One X, and it's $500, but you already have a relatively decent PC. You know, even if it's from like Dell, listeners, even if it's from Dell or something like that, I guarantee you most likely you can probably take out that graphics card and put in a brand new one. It'll probably be like a fucking rocket ship on steroids with video games, because a lot of video games don't use CPUs as much anymore. They're using the graphics card more.
Yeah, so what was it? You were saying all I needed was memory. That's
yeah,
all I need. And when my PC
like,
is just top
so
of
I was
line
talking,
now.
Yeah, just so I was talking about the fact like he's well, it's not, it's, you know, his system with the 1080, he's got a GTX 1080. And he's like, it's not really handling, I can't remember what game you're talking about.
It's Deathwing.
Deathwing. And he's sitting there, you know, saying, it's not really handling that. I'm like, well, what are you looking at? And, you know, he's telling me all the specs and stuff and like what he's got everything, you know, ranked out on it. So I start looking into, what he's got in his build. And I say, oh, it's the memory. And he goes, what? I'm like, yeah, your memory's too low. That's why it's freaking out. Because the memory that the game requires is a minimum of 8 gigs, which is exactly what he has.
So you're maxing it out.
So he's maxing it out whenever he plays it. When it's
Backdoor Sluts 9 is 6 fucking gigs.
I want to play that game.
That's a different kind of memory, Miles, but okay. So when he, you know, when we were looking at it, it turns out if he just, you know, upgrades it to 16 gigs, he'll be solid. Listeners, if you're curious, what the difference is between what AMD is offering versus a Scorpio, it's still a better card. It's still faster. It's still more powerful than the Xbox will ever be. If you're looking at upgrading or trying to upgrade your Xbox, really quick, you know, do a little research online. Look at what you have for a PC if you have one, and see if you can upgrade it, because there's a high chance you might be able to. And when you're looking at spending $500 for a console versus $500 for a video card that can get you to the exact same point, sometimes it might be worth to get the video card.
Maybe this will happen one day. What if Nintendo, PlayStation, and Xbox made a console and they were all competing and they were fucking even? Could you imagine the good shit we would get out of that?
Oh yeah,
it would be unfucking real.
You'd end up with such good competition at that point. You're gonna
we'd be spoiled.
The only thing you'd have is gamers winning out of that.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and like that's why this is also why I get really upset with the whole I'm just strictly Xbox or I'm just strictly PlayStation. You're losing because
you're losing out of the simple fact that
if you want your console to be the only console, they're gonna get to the point of complacency, and the other console is not gonna compete. And you're not going to get good product.
Yeah, I've always felt that way about though with PC with the PC Elite. Like, I get it. You love PC and that's great, but you are missing out on games like Uncharted. You're missing out. You were missing out on games like fucking the Halo series. Because yeah, they had a few Halos on PC, but they haven't given you they didn't give you Halo 3. They didn't give you ODST. They didn't give you freaking Reach.
They only gave you
Halo 2 and the first one.
They haven't brought the whole series onto PC.
Yeah. So,
which honestly, I'm waiting to see if they'll put 6 on PC.
It's going to be. They've already said they made that announcement, and people freaked out about. Well, is 4 and 5 going to be? And then they said no.
What did I miss? I have no reason to get an Xbox anymore.
No.
No.
This was brought up when. Do you remember when they first made the announcement of Play Anywhere for
kind
Xbox?
Of.
And they were like, yeah. From now on, our games are going to be on, Xbox and PC. And that was when...
You mean when they neglected to say that it was only going to be digital copies purchased through the store?
And then they had to clarify that later, even though if you were a PC gamer for a long time, you knew exactly what they meant. when they said play anywhere, I was like, there's no way they'll let you do that with a disc. It'll all be digital. So that's why anytime I bought a game for Xbox and it's been play anywhere, I've always gone through the Xbox store. Forza Horizon 3, that's, you know, play anywhere. Gears of War 4, play anywhere. I played with Miles and Anderson and Loach over PC on that one.
Yeah, Halo Wars.
Halo Wars is play anywhere. But Halo Wars, the odd thing is you can't play with PC and console. You can only play PC and PC or console and console. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
At this point, with the addition of the Scorpio, they've given no reason for PC gamers to come over to Xbox. But I feel like Xbox gamers are still, PC gamers are still missing out on so many other games that have been only on console.
I mean, don't get me wrong, though. Everybody's going to have their preference. Everybody's going to stick with their one machine. That's what it is. But for people who are, to me,
being the ones I really can't understand are the ones who are like, I'm Nintendo only. I don't like right now, listener, if you are a Nintendo only fan, you and I have nothing in common.
Because
I can't understand you for my fucking life.
The funny thing is whenever you see people arguing online and the Nintendo only fan comes in, everybody treats them like, yes, Timmy, let's take your artwork and put it on the fridge. Now go away, adult.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking funny.
I just don't feel like you're a true gamer if you can sit there and say you're only playing on PC, you're only playing on Xbox One, you're only playing PS4. That's not being a true gamer. A true gamer is the one to respect all types of games. Yeah, sure, you might not get into all the type, but you respect it. Or you would at least try different types of games on different consoles. It's not cheap, I get it. But my thing is like, when you sit there and you're like, I'm an Xbox One only, and it's only Halo, that's not being a gamer, that's just you playing one game.
So, continuing in the spirit of competition, and how things have been working out for, Microsoft and Sony and everything.
Esports.
One thing that I want to bring up is, no, not esports. Esports not a real sport.
Just because I get winded playing esports doesn't make it a natural sport. Dude, I get winded when I go to the... Dude, look at me. I'm fat. I get winded going to the bathroom.
Yeah,
That doesn't make it a sport. I get winded when I look at, like, my phone wrong.
Yeah, I really don't want to talk about esports. I fucking hate esports. One of the things that I've noticed is we've had in a lot of news for the last year VR. A lot of things on VR, a lot of things on the Oculus Rift, a lot of things going on with the PlayStation.
Didn't they cut the price?
VR. So the thing with the PlayStation VR is that it is kicking the shit out of every single company right now.
Oh, like Oculus and all?
Just
and
Rift? Destroying
is it
them.
The Oculus Rift is one, and then Microsoft's... which one's Microsoft's?
Microsoft doesn't have one.
The HoloLens,
isn't really a VR. It's not competition.
No, it's AR.
The HTC Vive.
And PlayStation's kicking the shit out of them.
PlayStation is kicking the shit out of them. Out of the three main VR headsets, all three of them combined just about make up what Sony has already sold in the PlayStation VR. So,
good job, guys.
That's fucking crazy.
That's fucking teamwork.
But here's the thing. Is VR really a viable way for developers to continue to make money in gaming? No, just right now. The sales, when I tell you, okay, so I tell you those other versions of VR are getting the shit kicked out of them. The PlayStation VR has only sold about 728,000 units. Listeners, that's 728,000 units versus 60 million consoles available for PlayStation 4. So when we see things like The Inpatient, for one, which is one that Miles brought up to me, was the fact that...
Which is the prequel to Until Dawn.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's called The Inpatient. We had seen a trailer for it a year ago. It looked interesting, and then we found out it was VR only. Then a few months later, they say, oh, it's actually a prequel to Until Dawn.
Really?
And it's only VR.
I thought they already came out with a VR game for Until Dawn.
They did. It was called Bloodlust, but it was a on-rail shooter. This one is a VR horror survival experience. And the thing is, right? But the thing is...
Could you imagine that being Outlast? Oh my god.
But here's the problem.
Brian, shut the floor.
It's VR only.
Okay.
VR only. Yep. So 700,000 units.
So to get the full story, technically, you have to have a VR headset.
Well, we know basically from playing Until Dawn that regardless of what happens in the prequel, it doesn't end well for whoever's in it.
That's no.
Unless so you're that
the Stegosaurus still
that
roams
lucky
free.
Bastard got, what did he say?
The Stegosaurus still roams free.
There's a dinosaur following me.
So, yeah, it's... At some point, we are going to have to explain where that came from.
That was still one of the greatest nights in gaming.
That aside, it doesn't look like it's a real moneymaker regardless. I mean, 700,000 units, what's the odds of all of them buying that game?
God, if it was co-op too.
I think it's just a really shitty move to make a game attached to an already existing, you know, I don't want to say series, but an already existing title did well on a console, and then you're going to make it exclusive for something that is definitely not very inclusive right now.
Well, that's like making Battlefront 2 VR only.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
We know we fucked you over on the first one, but it's okay, we're going to make up with it by giving you Star Wars Battlefront 2. Only VR. In VR.
But it's everything you want.
But it's everything you wanted in the first one.
You can fly in space now, but it's only in VR.
Great.
Already did that, by the way, on Battlefield. Yeah. Well, or not Battlefield, Battlefront.
Well, yeah, they had that one experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the X-Wing experience.
That was already a thing, so that's the problem.
I get it. I've always wanted to be a Jedi. I get motion sickness at the same time.
But the thing I have, you know, the thing that just makes me, it makes me sit there and question, like, are you guys even paying attention to the fucking real world numbers? Or are you just getting a bonus from Sony? I suspect they're getting a bonus from Sony for doing this as a way to push their product. But I could never justify, here's $40, our game only costs $40. I say this, listeners, because most games in VR don't cost as much as a standard AAA title.
That's because it's a risk.
No, it's not just that. Usually they're shorter experiences than any normal game, so okay. They cost less.
Is this a full-fledged, though? Do you know?
Don't know. I would assume it's going to be $40. So let's just say it's $40.
Okay.
Our game only costs $40. That's great.
The VR headset,
plus $400 for the headset.
I thought you said they cut the price down, though.
I have not seen a price cut. I would assume they're going to have a price cut in Black Friday.
I might have to.
So
if it is like $200, I might pick one.
If it's $200, I'd be drastically surprised. The biggest price cut I could see it taking is $300.
It's tempting. But if it hits like the $200 mark, you bet your ass I'll probably buy one.
So
get it for cheap.
But I mean, you know, it doesn't seem like it's a viable market for money at all. I mean, I don't see how anyone's
they're forcing
making any
it
money
to
on
be.
It. Yeah, I don't see how anyone's making any money off of it. You have the Oculus Rift who's sold 200.
Oh, they're fucking hurting.
It tapered off at 268,000 units.
Even Facebook can't say that.
And it's
that
literally
shit.
Plateaued. They said that it skyrocketed and then stopped. And it was like seeing like just, you know, somebody put a fucking, you know, line in the sand and saying, "You shall not pass." Fucking Gandalf style. And
thanks, Picard.
And they just, you know, they can't go any farther. And it literally happened the moment the PlayStation VR hit. The PlayStation VR hit, and then suddenly there was this cheaper version out there that was more affordable. You could get it with the console, and it seemed like a better way to go. But even the PlayStation VR is tapered off. So I don't see how this is still a medium that people can sit there and go, oh yeah, we're going to go VR only.
It's a medium that came out too
Why?
Early.
It doesn't make any sense, especially for games like, I recently played Bound. It was that game that was like the ballerina game that came from Santa Monica Studio, same creators for God of War, and it was originally a VR title. That was the weird thing. When it came out, they said it was VR, but then they quickly changed within a couple of days of saying, no, we're gonna make it available to non VR players.
That's like making a fucking
why?
I hate side scrollers that are VR now.
Why? Because clearly it was, you know. It's a third person game. It doesn't need to be VR, for one. Also, it's a platformer, and it's not a very good platformer. I'll be honest, it wasn't a great game. I finished it in about an hour and a half. It wasn't great. I was like, I was sitting there going, okay, this is kind of stupid. Like, it's really artsy, which I get, and I appreciate that kind of stuff, but it's kind of pointless. Usually even art style games, like, you know, the last Day of June, that's a better game. It's got a really unique art style. I could sit there and say this game is art.
But the thing is though, is of all games that you're going to make a prequel to and force to be a VR game, I mean, don't get me wrong, Until Dawn is a great game, but it comes across more of a cult hit kind of game.
It sold actually pretty well.
I know it sold pretty well. It just still feels like, it's not like one of those titles where it's immediately oh shit, I gotta have it.
Its sales were high enough, that's the reason why Sony said, we want to make it a game of the month for the PlayStation, for PlayStation Plus. That's why it became free.
Right.
Because they basically said, we have enough money, we made enough money to continue making these games.
Right.
You know, here you go, go ahead and give it away to your to your gamers. And Sony was also, you know, Sony's
like
a publisher, so Sony's like, all right, you know, we're just gonna give it away for free.
It'd be like making the second Last of Us a fucking VR only game.
But I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Like, watch the why world, would you do this?
Watch Sony crumble. Oh yeah, so The Last of Us 2, you like that? Yeah.
Sony's
VR. Smart.
Sony is smart enough to sit there and say, we will never do this on our important franchises.
Oh,
they'll never make
suicidal.
One a VR-only experience.
You would see...
No, but this is not a really good indicator, though, either.
No, that is true.
That they're trying to push VR. I think they're just doing this just to try to push their VR sales a little bit more.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it seems to me like they're just trying to make up some of the money they lost on developing it.
They're trying to justify it.
Which
absolutely
makes sense.
Yeah.
Which I get, but if they're going to be pushing it that hard, that's
it's not a sign, the game they're putting in there isn't a console song.
Yeah, but the VR itself is not going to really spike until Black Friday. This will be the first Black Friday that VR hits, so that's when you're going to see like if there's
the VR possibly could go on sale.
Exactly, yeah. This is the first time you're going to see it go on sale. That's when you're going to kind of sit there and go, okay, should we keep doing this? Or did they buy it because it was fucking cheap?
Listeners, I need to point out really quick, because I don't know if Loach actually knows this. It's the first time that the PlayStation VR will be going on sale. The Oculus Rift actually hit a $400 price tag. It's a $650 system. And it hit a $400 price tag about 3 months ago.
That's sad.
And they still saw no sales.
Yeah.
Like it still didn't
that's
go
why
up.
I'm sad. That's why, and I know it's not going to happen, but that's the only way I'll buy one is if it nails a $200 price tag.
Yeah, my former
boss... If they sit there and they're like, you can get both joysticks plus the headset, $200, bought. Instantly.
My former boss had bought an Oculus Rift for her son. And I knew him. He's a pretty cool guy. He's a cool gamer. And when he had gotten it, I asked him what he thought about it. He likes it. He thought it was really cool. I said, do you see any real point to it, though? Like, is it worth gaming for hours on with it? And he goes, no. And I sat there going...
I couldn't do it.
And I just looked at him and I said, isn't that a problem with it? And he kind of looked at me like, huh, I never really thought about it like that. I'm like I, it was almost like, you know, almost like watching somebody go, wow, that was really a pointless purchase in their mind.
It's not the Oasis. Let's
yeah, it's...
When he gets to the
is,
point
it's
of the Oasis...
It's not Anorak Oasis.
When it gets to that point, then, yeah, you got something on your hands. The problem is that, like, when you had it, and we were all here fucking around with it and everything... And I brought the kids, and they were all playing with it. Yeah, my kids could probably spend hours upon hours on it. Me? No way. I got 2 hours, tops, and then I'm fucking done.
Oh, dude, playing Bound,
were killing me.
Playing Bound, I was sitting there going, wow, this actually would not have been a fun game to use in VR. I would have probably thrown up.
Is Ace Combat going VR still?
As an option.
See, that's the smart way of doing it.
Originally, it was going to be a VR-only title. Interestingly enough, Sony was the one that told them that it might be a good idea to have it both.
Yeah. The games like that, like, don't get me wrong, like racing games...
Like I said, Sony's not stupid when it comes to what they know is going to be a big seller. They're not going to sit there and say, it's not a, you know, it's a good idea to make it VR only. They're going to sit there and say, no, we like money just as much as you do. It should be on both
console and... Let's give them the option. See, now that's one that I would consider buying VR for.
Yeah, and those are the games that you would...
Fighters,
really...
it's really cool in.
Yeah.
The problem is, it's just like, you're pushing a medium that no one really gives a fuck about. And you're putting a big title on that. Okay, a good title. I won't say big, but a good title on that. and making it only VR, you got a real you're trying to.
It's like Miles said. It just comes across as a waste.
Yeah, well, you're basically. It's like all I can
it's
see
a wasted
is
wasted opportunity.
The only thing I can see is that people at Sony were sitting there, were like, okay, we got all this shit in the warehouse. How do we get it out? Like, it's taking up room now.
So yeah, I won't be getting a VR just to play that game. I will
That's
wait
kind of a
and hope. I will wait and hope for the Impatient to become a non VR title. I would assume when they have not enough sales on it, they will do that. That seems to be the way things go with
Destiny
with our
3 VR only.
Well, it just seems to be the way things go with our industry currently. Is when things don't sell enough, they switch it up and try to change it to suit what everybody else would pay for.
Right. Yeah. Look at the Virtual Boy. That was a great seller.
That's Nintendo. Nintendo's not a good measure for any of that.
I will say that I wanted to buy a Vive just because it looked like something out of Ghost in the Shell.
That's true, it did. The headset, yeah.
That was a really cool design. If it gets cheap enough, I might pick one up just for that reason.
You know what?
I saw those go. I saw those drop to $500.
That's
as far down as I've seen them go.
If they can drop it down to about $300, I'll consider it.
Yeah, the craziest thing was seeing the Oculus Rift drop so much. I mean, and they've had a lot of problems, especially like with the whole, you know, Facebook and Bethesda lawsuit, like just a lot of issues with that headset.
Well, it's not copyright. What is it?
It was a copyright infringement.
Yeah, that and intellectual idea infringement or something like that. Or intellectual theft. He had at one point, he had a lawsuit on that, on the Oculus Rift, and people are like,
what the fuck are you doing? What the
like,
fuck are you guys doing?
How long have you been lying to us now?
So the craziest thing was to see that thing drop to $400, because it was $400 plus the two separate controllers, which are sold separately. It was like the full set. They were like, yeah, here you go. And then like one company I saw had it on sale for that price, and they also included the second sensor that senses your movement to go behind you. Because, Jesus Christ, like, those are all add-ons. So, I'm like, for $400, I'm like, damn.
Oh, that's a steal for $400.
Yeah, and it still wasn't selling.
Sad.
So, the gaming community has spoken.
And you're not listening.
VR is not doing as well as the media and a lot of the gaming industry would like you to think.
Well, at least not for the price they're asking.
Well, because originally, when they were showing off VR, like it made even me wonder, like, is VR really selling that much? Well, when they finally released the numbers, no, it's not. It's not really selling any.
Well, it's a big thing, though, was that last three E3, they really didn't push the VR as much as I thought they were going to. They kind of tapered off on it. The year before, though, that was all what it was about. This year, this past E3, they really didn't bring it up a lot.
Microsoft doesn't have any VR to speak of because they showed off augmented reality. It was like, oh my god, that's amazing! And then the HoloLenses came out, and they're like, it's $20,000.
Nope.
No.
Neat.
Yeah, neat. I'm out.
Oh, fuck you, I can buy a car for
that. Only time I was really considering paying the full price for that VR headset was when that guy released that fake fucking promo of the Star Wars helmet. Remember? When he released the Rogue Squadron fighter pilot helmet with the VR attaches into it and all the Star Wars shit. I was like, yeah, bought, cool. So where?
Sorry, listeners, I'm wrong. It's not $20,000. It's four.
Still.
That's four still a grand. Shitload of money.
Still something you have to finance.
Yeah. 20,
I can still buy a car for that much money.
The $20,000, the thing that I keep focusing on, the $20,000 was the development edition. The $4,000 is basically what they're going to be selling them for. That's more than Miles and I paid for our TVs combined.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just... That was really
surprising. I think the most tempted I ever was for VR was when they came out with the Rick and Morty bit. But that's not enough to drive me to go get it.
That's, it, you know...
Star Wars X-Wing, because all I could see was X-Wing versus TIE Fighter. Yeah.
Like I said, they make that and that's sold.
Yeah. But I want that fucking helmet.
I still couldn't justify the cost of the game. I mean, there's a reason why I returned mine.
Yeah, but I want a fucking...
And I own games on it.
But I want a Rogue Squadron helmet. VR. Fucking bought. I would drive around with that fucking helmet on.
You know, everybody's might
look like special.
Everybody's making this big.
Get off the road.
Oh, you know what? You know what I found out? I found out that Skyrim VR is not included with the game.
What?
Skyrim VR is going to be caught. Is going to cost people separate. And here's the weird thing. You remember when you saw Doom and like how it was this point and click and you bounced over from one point to the other on the map? Looks fucking lame, right? Looks like an old school.
A rail shooter,
yeah, almost like with the
House of the Dead series.
House of the Dead series, or even the what was the one with the PlayStation Eye, when they had the two sticks and you'd point to like one point on the screen, it would jump to you. I can't remember. What it was.
Oh fuck! I can't
what I'm talking about. It was another shooter like that, but like it looks exactly like that. And like apparently Skyrim is the exact same way. They still have no navigation stick.
Oops.
It's like, what the fuck, guys? Like, everything's...
You have to buy that treadmill one.
Everything's on rails. I'm like, this sucks. Like, that's not the way VR should work.
How are you going to play Skyrim on rails?
Right? Listeners, thanks for listening to us. Yeah. We really do appreciate it. Please go on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on podbean.com if you don't like iTunes. If you do like iTunes, subscribe to us on iTunes. This is Vargo.
This is Josiah.
Miles.
This is Loach. Keep on geeking on.
And we're out.